In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I want to thank you for WSCIRO, See Christian Internet Radio Outreach, and Faith Talks Live Prayer. And I dedicate this ministry and what it represents to the ministry of unity as set forth by the last will and testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as set forth in John 17 of the New Testament. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My Father, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, and they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not only for them alone, Father. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them.
WSCIRO, Sikh Christian Internet Radio Outreach, Boston, Massachusetts.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to my birthday party. Oh, gee, great. You know, I really needed another, a tie.
Oh, yeah. Hey there, Jim. That's no problem. You know, I saw that, and I said to myself, hey, Jim wears shirts and stuff, so I'm thinking, shirts, a tie, it's perfect. A match made in heaven.
That's very thoughtful of you.
Wait, sweetie. Here's one more gift for you.
What is it, honey?
Just open it.
Hey, it's a Bible. I've been wanting one, and it's got my name on it.
This is no ordinary Bible. It's the Personal Promise Bible. It doesn't just have your name on it. It's got your name inside it, too.
Let's see. John 3:16. For God so loved Jim. Wow, this is cool.
Check out Proverbs 18:22.
Wow. When Jim found Linda, he found a good thing. I sure did. Thanks, honey.
The Personal Promise Bible, the most thoughtful gift you could ever find. Call toll-free to get your Personal Promise Bible. 1-866-847-7731. A Bible as unique as you are. Online at personalpromisebible.com.
For the work of unity that you are doing throughout all the churches all over the world, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for sending forth and outpouring your Holy Spirit, even upon the Catholic Church. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we are living in such wonderful days, folks, and wonderful days in the glory. Hallelujah. Well, we just thank you for tuning in to WSCIROC, Christian Internet Radio Outreach of Greater Boston. And I am Dr. Shirley Caniff, your co-host. My other partner here is my husband, Dr. Jeffrey Caniff, the other co-host. And we're here on Faith Talks Live Prayer. And, you know, I can't believe it's May already. It is May 22nd, and it is on a Tuesday afternoon, and I'm broadcasting at 4:22 p.m. here in New England. And it's raining out. We need the rain. I just prayed for that spiritual rain, but we also need a physical rain, because last month, we were in a drought. So we welcome any kind of rain in any form. Well, the name of this show, I should say the focus of this show on Faith Talks Live Prayer, is going to be Winds of Change. Many people have prophesied that May was going to be the time in which we are going to see some new changes. We're going to see what the Lord had already been prophesying to the people who have the gift of prophecy, and to the prophets and apostles. Sprinkled throughout the whole body of Christ, all over the earth. They have been saying this for the last, couple of years, but in that 2012 was going to be a major turning point in people's lives, okay? And of course, the enemy has his own agenda, all right? Because God's agenda is coming forward in power and glory. So you're going to see the clashes and, the deceit and the counter-deceit. But there are powerful prayer warriors for such a time as this that has also risen up. And they are the ones that we really have to pray for, all the intercessors. I'm one of them, you know. We got to pray for us, folks. We intercept a lot of things that are not of the Lord as we pray. So, and as we pray what the Lord has decreed from heaven. Before we go further into this broadcast, I just want to say a big hello and a God bless you to my friends and family on YouTube. And I say family. We have a physical family, but we also are considered to be family of God when you're in Christ Jesus. We have a big, big family of brothers and sisters sprinkled throughout the kingdom of God here upon the earth. And also I want to say hello and a big God bless you to my Facebook friends and family, and especially the folks that are faithful prayer warriors on Facebook, on Faith Talks Live Prayer Media Missionary Prayer Group, an extension of this particular show, and also the new Faith Talks Media Missionaries as well. One focuses on the issues of the day as it comes up in people, places, and families and situations, in relationships, in human relationships. And then the other group is more clandestine, and they focus more on praying for world governments and different things that are so sensitive that we can't even speak about them in the general populace, because of the powers that be. So we have to continually focus our attention and pray with people who are generals of intercession. So that's what that's all about. And of course, you have to become a friend of mine in order to request to be part of that group. But because the other group is very open, you can, just come on, become my friend and under my name, Dr. Shirley Caniff, and then I'll and then if you see that you like to be part of the group, and we have the Joshua Connection for those who are raising children who are autistic, or who have a loved one who's older and not a child, of course, but that is struggling with autistic like symptoms, ranging from Asperger's to full fledged autism. It's on a continuum. It's on a scale. It's called the pervasive developmental scale of disorders. But that's just because people are trying to always search for titles, and they want to name something so they can, help the individual get the help that they need. But on the other hand, helping in the spirit is like praying too. And prayer uncovers a whole lot. Prayer sets the focus and the tone. Prayer changes things, it changes situations, it changes people, it aids in transformation of the inner man. So, knowing all that, I want to say I love you, and I want to also, we haven't been doing this as much, we've been doing this from time to time, but we are also not just media missionaries, we also promote other people's ministry. And from time to time, you'll hear me talking about certain people, or you'll even hear some of their published works that we air from time to time on our broadcast. So I think that what I want to do is I want to turn another page in the chapter of broadcasting, and I want to start promoting ministries such as Kim Clement. I had the luxury of attending three of his schools of prophetic ministry when he started his broadcast from the Den. And I'm telling you, it was a life changer. From that alone, he commissioned us to be his prayer warriors, his mighty warriors. And of course, we have our own ministry, and we're able to take what we've learned, and of course, I also learned a lot from John Paul Jackson's ministry, Streams Ministry, through his online courses, The Art of Hearing God and Understanding Dreams and Vision. I not only attended them online, I also attended them in person. He has some churches in our area, and so I attended them in person, and was very blessed with the people that have that he has raised up under his ministry to teach these courses. And of course, giving ideas for our ministry and our school of ministry. And yes, we do have a school of ministry. I've spoken about that a couple of times. It's Seek International Leadership School of Multimedia Ministry. And we've graduated, I would say, I think, well, two people so far. Actually, I graduated a group of people in the preliminary days of the school of ministry. But then they went on to develop their own ministries. They were part of our existing board of directors at the time. And then the Lord wanted us to concentrate more on the media ministry and expand that on the World Wide Web through social media network. And so that door opened. And then we began, you know, then we were able to put our school ministry online. But then the Lord said, he kind of like put it on hold after we graduated our first two students from that, our husband and wife team, last year. And so now they're going on to phase two. And so I have to come up with phase two material. But in the meantime, the Lord has put in my heart to update and upgrade the school. So that's where we are right now. And we're also going to do, we're going to produce a news feed magazine booklet through the Blurb community, and they will take the Facebook, anything that we put on our timeline. That's why our timeline looks like it reads like a newsletter, because I'm trying to present it that way so that it'll be easier for the Blurb people, the Blurbarian community, to put that all together in the form of a booklet. So I'm really excited about that. So so I would recommend, if you want to know more about the prophetic, and you just don't, you know, and you want to be ministered to, tune in to Kim Clement TV. So it's KimClementTV.com, and he's also on Facebook at ProphetKim.com, under Prophet Kim. And James Gall is another person who has a heart of prayer. He has a book called The Prayer Storm, and also Intercession and other things. I encourage you to visit his site, prayerstorm.com. There was a webinar last night, was very, very anointed, I should say. And on our Facebook page, under Dr. Shirley, we have, I should say Dr. Shirley Caniff, C-A-N-N-I-F-F, we do have the last three or four archived broadcasts links, and it is, and we explain what they are, so that when you go to them, you can go right directly to his page, then you know where to find them, and also you can download transcripts as well. Okay, and I think that, and also from time to time we do post John Michael Tabitha's notes, and it's just so awesome how everybody is converging together. And in unity and in purpose, and it's just so awesome that most people do not have a hang up if you come from the Catholic background, or you know, if you come from an Anglican background or the Methodist background. You know, matter of fact, my family line comes from a Methodist background on my mother's side of the family. It's combination Methodist and Roman Catholic and Jewish on my mother's side. And it was, as I was studying our family tree, we have a relative, his name is Freeborg Erickson, from the 1700s. Actually, the family goes all the way back to the 1600s, coming from England. But they were very, very well off, but they were also very very devout Christians. And they came over here to spread the gospel, And I'm telling you, because of that, Freeborn Garrickson, you know, received the fire of the Holy Spirit and ran with it. He studied under John Wesley, and we have a lot of the books. I'm trying to get a hold of the original manuscripts that they have on Amazon. They're quite a lot of money, so pray, folks, pray that I do. He's a distant relative, and we want to do many things with this, with the legacy of the member of our family. It goes all the way back to the
I believe there's seven generations, if you call a generation 100. Some people now call generation 25 years. But, you know, if you go back several hundred years, that's where we find him. And I had a dream about my relative before I found out that he was related, that there was somebody that was famous, relative, who was a minister who God used very powerfully in revival, in the revival of the time. That's how the Methodist, he was one of the reasons why the Methodist churches were planted in this area. It's from Nova Scotia down to even some parts of the South as well. So I will talk about that. That's like another couple of shows, I believe that God is going to provide for us to go visit, you know, the places where he was used very powerfully. So I am excited to trace my roots. Let's see. Well, today we're going to focus on the winds of change, okay? And they're forever blowing. I had a dream last night, and I'm also going to talk about another dream about, you know, what the enemy would try to do to take us off track, but we don't want to focus on the enemy. That will be a little bit later. What I want to do, I want to just, gear your attention towards moving forward in the things of the Holy Spirit. And I had a dream last night about the winds. It was blowing. It was blowing all over the place, and the Lord took me to this place not too far from where I live in the natural. And I noticed that the winds were so heavy. They were blowing everything all over the place. And I saw this flagpole with the flag of the United States, okay, on it. But the wind blew the flag off the pole and blew the pole over. And I thought, wow. I said, is anybody going to retrieve this flag and this pole? And then I went closer, because the Holy Spirit prompted me to go closer to the flag and the flag pole to bring it, you know, to try to assemble it again. But as I touched the flag, I noticed that it was frayed. It was very old. It was frayed. It was tattered. And I'm like, I said, who would fly this flag and why? I said, it's so frayed. I said, why didn't they change this to a new flag, you know? I have had a couple of flag dreams this week. The other one was that the flag of the United States just kept growing, 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 and kept getting bigger, and they didn't know where to put it. And then a flag dropped from heaven, you know, it just dropped forth, and it's like, it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and I'm thinking, the Lord wants to do something with the flag. But then I realized he's doing something in the country, and what the country represents to the world. And the bigness of the flag has a lot to do with the bigness of what God wants to do. But there was a wind that came, it was a wind of change, another wind of change. It blew it over, you know. But then in its humble state, the Lord had asked me to put the flag back on the flagpole, and I did. I'm like, Lord, how can this blow now? And so as I was doing it, there was another wind that was coming. It was just kept blowing. I was hoping it would fly the flag in the right direction. And so I finally got the flag up on the flagpole. And then, you know, he showed me where it broke off and to put it back down. I did. And then it was wrapped around the top of the pole. And I somehow got to the top, and I went to go, I went to go straighten it up so I could fly the right way. But I noticed there was something different about the flag. Now, the part that I noticed, I really can't get into it because the Lord wants me to begin, you know, continue praying for this country in the direction that it's going into. Right now, there's a decision that's going on in the Holy Ghost, and if not, intercessors pray and pray God's agenda instead of man's agenda, and don't pray in fear, but pray in faith. All right, you are going to see the glory of God come forward. But I did see that there was a symbol on one of the, it wasn't an ordinary flag, but it was a symbol on opposite side of the flag, that normally not on the flag in the natural, and it was one of the political parties, and I can't get into which one it was. I do know the symbol for that, but the Lord is saying pray for the direction of this country, pray, because he's going to, the Holy Spirit himself is going to move the country in the direction he wants it to go into, and he, as a nation, is on its knees, and as a nation humbles itself. So there is going to, you know, the Lord is going to not leave or nor forsake America. That's not his intention. But as America is on its knees, the Lord will move in power and glory. The Lord will resurrect. It doesn't matter which political party it is, but he's going to move forward in whoever gets in the office. I will talk more about this at the end of the summer, and when the Holy Spirit allows me to. But I had told my husband as a witness about the symbol that was on that flag, okay? Because the Lord is really, really encouraging me and warning me that it's not all about the political party and what they stand for. It's all about what he wants to do. And we are to remain focused in prayer, on our knees, encouraging others to do the same as well. Okay? And the Lord is doing a lot with unity. We heard our show opening, and after I had that dream, the Lord just said, everything you do, Shirley, everything you do, you listen, you follow, you do for the glory of my name, and for you know what he has prayed for the body of Christ from before he went to heaven, before he died on the cross and ascended into heaven, to now. So that was John 17, and you know, a lot of people have a hard time with unity, but it's only by his grace and mercy that we can walk in it. And it's just awesome when you know that it's not unity in our own power, but it's him working it in his people. Something interesting came on my news feed, and it was from the ministry of Doug Addison. Doug Addison has, and I've only got a glimpse of his ministry from, you know, his website, but he has an incredible ministry of, it's like God uses comedy to, you know, to bless people through his ministry. And so he does that through his ministry in the Glory Falls. Many people that I've known that have visited Doug Addison's ministry, you know, are saying that they, you know, they've been blessed every time they go to his ministry, and that at some point I should consider visiting his ministry when he comes into the area again. So I look forward to that. But I'm going to go to my page on YouTube. Okay, I have to Google it. Oh boy. Social media network. There's nothing quite like it. Search it out. I'm going into my search. Okay, and I've got to put in my email. And as I'm doing this, I just want to say congratulations to Mark Zuckerberg and his new bride, doctor. She's a doctor. She's a medical doctor. She just graduated from Harvard. And I think it was from Harvard, or she just graduated from a medical school, because they're out in Palo Alto, California, in Silicon Valley. Mark Zuckerberg, for many of you who don't know, he is the founder of Facebook. And not only that, this past Saturday, I should say that maybe Friday, the end of the week, Facebook has finally gone to Wall Street, and they're now, you can purchase stock under Facebook, I suggest that you do, because Facebook is going more places than you could ever think. And also, the next day, Mark and his wife, Patricia, I think her name is Patricia, got married. And it was a surprise, because she had just graduated from medical school, and they were going to have a party, and it was at that party that they got married, the clear blue, and he had a ring made up. It was a ruby and diamond. And so, you know, I said to myself, you know, that is a wonderful story, and I don't know if anybody's seen that movie, but there is actually a Facebook movie about how Mark Zuckerberg had developed Facebook, and there was a lot of battling going on in 2003 at Harvard. He didn't end up finishing Harvard, but so didn't Steve Jobs didn't end up finishing school either. But look at what he did for social media, not only social media, the whole technical landscape. You know, for some of you who enjoy iPads and iPods and iPhones. And all of the Apple products. That was the work of Steve Jobs, who was a college dropout. And I think, who else was a college dropout? Bill Gates was a college dropout. And because of him, people like myself are able to enjoy the ease of a Windows computer, you know? He did all the gateway computers. That was my first computer. Now I'm on Dell. I'm a Dell pro. At that, thanks be to God, you know, because I had to pray in order to understand computers as well. Of course, then he put this wonderful man called my husband in my path who helped me with the rest. So I just thank God for those people who are just open to the workings of the Holy Spirit through technology and social media. But I just wanted to say a big God bless you to Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, and that God will continually bless them. In Jesus' holy name. Anyways, I'm still plugging and trying to get in on here on my Facebook page. I'm going to do this. All right. Okay. All right, here we go. We're on my page. Finally. And I just want to come in on and talk more about Doug, and my husband's going to come in when he gets back from work. He has to work, you know, and he'll talk about what the Lord shared with him regarding this article. The Winds of Change starts in mid-May, which we are in right now, and this is what the Lord shared with Doug Addison, and it's also on Elijah List. The month of May brings new alignment with people and resources. God has been arranging things to set you up in a good way. This is a month to meet some of these new connections. They are starting now. This new alignment is not just with people, but also with new resources to help get you into this new time of your life. Out with the old and in with the new. It is time to do spiritual spring cleaning and clean out the closet of old seasons and methods that once worked but no longer have life. You have already grown out of some old ways. As you look back at them, feel free to discard what once worked but has now lost its effectiveness. Make room for God to bring you the new. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43, 18, 19. Over the past couple of weeks, I found myself with an urge to clean out my clothes closet. It is spiritually significant. It is a time to do things differently, try new stuff. As an example, God has been using me to bring fun and laughter to people. I am already an outside-of-the-box prophetic person. A few weeks ago, at a meeting in San Diego, I did something new by playing Love Shack by the B-52s as I started praying for people who needed God's touch. The power of God came with such intensity, people got healed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. God wants churches to be love shacks. Don't hold on to the old. God is moving strongly in new ways this year. We need to be careful to not hold on to our old passions for God and the way we do things, as He is doing something new. years ago, I was an avid prophetic intercessor, praying and worshiping several hours a day before and after work. Then God called me to start a business that took a lot of my time. I was conflicted. I didn't pray like I used to because of my work schedule, but that business financed several church plants and launched our ministry over 15 years ago. It also helped me to develop the marketplace prophetic tools I needed to go to a new level that I never dreamed was possible. I nearly missed my appointment with God's destiny because a new thing required me to change and let go of my extended prayer and worship time. Spiritual experience. As we started to move into new territories, we may experience some changes and challenges. On April 20th, I saw a huge attack of discouragement that was intended to get people to believe they are worthless and not able to change. This was so strong that some people were actually contemplating suicide. The next day, I spoke at a church where that very morning, one of the leaders committed suicide, and I have received many reports that others have tragically done the same. Then in the news, we saw the tragic suicide of a football player, Junior Seau. Do not give up hope, and remember that the greatest storms usually come just before the breakthrough. Prophetic dream, the wind of change starting to blow. I had a dream this month of a strong wind of change, not winds of change, that started blowing from the ocean into the land. As it approached, it blew up debris so strongly that it was nearly blinding. I watched from a place of safety but was concerned for people. Then a huge battleship crashed into the land, hitting buildings. Again, I was concerned for the people. In the dream, I knew the wind was spiritual, not literal, and it was from God. There was a massive wind of change that is finally coming. The spiritual climate shift is happening in order to blow away the things in our lives that have held us back. It will remove things we have battled with in the past. As long as we are in the place that God has called us, we will be safe. God is blowing away debris and preparing us now for a dramatic change. We need to embrace the changes that are coming and not be afraid. Fight the discouragement, because over the next few months there will be several waves of turnaround. It's time to be encouraged, not discouraged. Wind of change starts in mid-May, wounded warriors being revived. As the wind of change begins to blow, it will revive many people who have been wounded by negative Christian and church experiences. Many wounded warriors have been taken out of action in the kingdom of God by friendly fire or attacks from other Christians. These wounded warriors will play a strong role in this next move of God. Hallelujah. I saw many wounded warriors lying on the kingdom battlefield with no one to attend to their wounds. Then the wind of change blew life into them. They were strengthened and began to rise up with new vision. 10 years of blessing coming now. Last year I talked about how God is repaying us for things that have been stolen over the past 9 years. Wow, that is so, awesome. Well, not only are stolen things being returned to you, but also God is blessing people right now for all the good done for others. This is a time to reap what you have sown, not in a bad way. God is blessing people and allowing us to harvest right now for all the good things that we have done for others over the past 10 years. This is similar to Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. When you give or do something positive for someone else, it creates an equal reaction in your own life. Watch for things like unexpected checks in the mail, phone calls from people from your past bringing new connections, smiles on children you've touched, maybe even new clothes for the empty space in your closet, etc. Watch Denver, Colorado. The tragedy at Columbine High School is being healed, and a new movement with young people is starting. The very reason that the enemy started attacking the youth is because they are about to rise up and be part of a massive move of God on earth. Something new is starting right now. One takeaway, look for your new thing. Let God show you something new even today or this week. You and God can partner in a new way for your future. As you find the new, you will inspire action. As you find the new, will inspire action and next steps. Enjoy the ride with God. It is such an exciting time to live and to be alive. And it's so awesome. And thank you, Doug, for stepping out of faith and just being there for many people who needed to hear this. I know we did. I mean, you heard me say a hallelujah. My husband and I, we've been married for about 10 years, but we've also been on assignment in the Holy Spirit, praying for people, had to move at a certain location. People sat at first to receive us, and then they did not, and we were met by different kinds of persecution, and the enemy wanted our hearts to be hardened, but we just kept blessing. We kept even in the spirit blessing these people, and you know, a lot of them were Christians and people of the family. That are part of the church, and what the Lord did, He exposed it, but He's bringing change to that. And what's happening is that everybody has to comply, but there's no casualties, and God is putting people right where they need to be, and He's moving forward, and it's a good thing. It's a God thing, and we have been exonerated, but as long as we didn't get a hard heart, that was what the Lord was saying. You know, He did not want our hearts to be hard. He did not want us to react. And because of that, He's blessing us in many ways. And we are about ready to enter the new. We're moving. We're moving from the place that we were living at for 10 years. The place where we've been broadcasting, and the place where the media ministries have been birthed. In a greater way, and we are looking forward to many things. This change is one awesome, and it's welcomed, and it's new. And in a couple minutes, we'll come back, and my husband will begin to tell you and share, with you, the listening audience, about unity and the place of unity in the body of Christ in the now, in the new now. All right, I'm going to go to a song now. And just sit back, relax, and we'll be back. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Time, time is ticking by, and I can feel an explosion inside. And time, time is ticking by, and I can feel an explosion inside. As in the days of Noah, as in the days of Noah, they'll be drinking, marrying, laughing. As in the days of Noah, what a fool, they say, to build a boat on sand. What a fool, they say. Days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. And what a fool, they say, to fast and pray. And what a fool, they say, come on, it's been 2,000 years. Do you really think that he's coming? Come on, let's just get real. But remember this first, that many, many, many scoffers will come. And when the rain starts fallen, it's too late, it's too late. And when the rain starts falling, it's too late, it's too late. As in the days of Noah, it's never rained before, it's never rained before, it's never rained before, it's never rained before. The one, 2 days, 3 days gone by, and time, time is ticking by, and I can feel an explosion inside. People get ready, Jesus is coming, and many, 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 many scoffers will rise in that day, and they'll say, it's never rained before, it's never rained before, it's never rained before, it's never rained.
And when the rain starts falling, it's too late. Well, we heard two selections from Always on My Mind by Misty Edwards. Misty Edwards from IHOP, International House of Prayer. Not pancakes, prayer. But anyways, yeah, the first one was I Will Run. The second one was As in the Days of Noah. And basically, it's a call to pay attention. We got to pay attention and discern the times and not lose hope, like Doug Addison had said earlier in his notes on Winds of Change, his prophetic notes. And many people throw in the towel ahead of time. In a previous broadcast we did, where we used the secular music that somehow people in the 1980s and 90s, and even now when they listen to it from time to time, from U2, Bono, The Fray, Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over. Those were all appeals, you know, at the very beginning of the 80s, especially, of the Lord wanting to touch the heart of his people and saying, look, there's changes, there's battles ahead, and don't give up, don't throw the towel, don't end your life. There's something new coming on the horizon at the same time.
You've got to focus in on the things of the kingdom and not your own self. So, and don't get hung up when things don't go right with the family or things, you know, and because God uses it all. He brings, my favorite term is when life gives us lemons, we make lemonade, right? And lemonade is good, isn't it? After a while. So that's how we have to look at things in the kingdom, especially. Well, I just wanted to, before we go on any further, I need to correct something. This is a pre-broadcast, and when I was listening to Mr. Edwards, I couldn't help but also review the other parts of the show, and I couldn't believe what I said. I said I was congratulating Mark Zuckerberg and his new wife, Patricia, Dr. Patricia Chan. It is actually, her name is Priscilla. I knew it began with a P, but I had to go find out. I'm like, uh-oh. So I want to apologize and congratulate, again, founder of Facebook and CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, and his new wife, Dr. Priscilla Chan Zuckerberg. Okay? And God has a lot of things in store for them. But my husband's about ready to come on in a couple of minutes. Remember at the beginning of the broadcast, I was talking about another dream that I have had. It's very essential, and it's key that you understand this to come into the place, come into the destiny and the blessings that God has for you in this new place, and in this new time, and this new era that we are coming into as a body, as individuals, and as a body of believers. It's all good. Anyways, in this dream, the Lord brought me to this old house. It was likened to the Adams Mansion in Quincy, one of the first presidents of the United States of America, the John Quincy Adams home. But at the time, I didn't understand that it was the home. But as I drive through, I pass it every day, and I'm thinking, this is the home that was in my dream. And in the home, there were, you know, people showing various, you know, conducting a tour, and it was this one particular room I noticed. There was a particular deacon that we pray with from time to time in a room, and the Lord oftentimes uses godly people or teachers or leaders in dreams as a metaphor for the Holy Spirit. And I was, you know, being shown these various rooms, and I remember going to the stairwell of this old house. Now, mind you, everything was small, and where you think things that are big should be, and because it's such an old house, the people were smaller. I mean, if anybody's ever visited Plymouth Plantation, for those of you who live in Massachusetts. And when you were, especially when we were younger, we went on field trips, you know, in grade school, to various places, historical places that we were taught in our social studies. And one of them was Plymouth Plantation, and I couldn't believe how small the Pilgrims were. They were the same size as me, and I was a kid at the time. I was 8 years old. Anyways, so things in the old house are small. They're very small, and because the people were small. And so in this dream, I was trying to get up these stairs, and it was so small, I couldn't even fit in the stairwell on the, that's how small the house was, and that's how big I was, and, but I wanted to go upstairs, and the funny thing about it, there was, the stairs were funny, too, and this is symbolic, because I was trying to go up the stairs, but there was a big gap between, you know, the door leading up to the next floor, and the floor that I was standing on, and all of a sudden the doors disappeared. I was like, why am I trapped in this hallway? I must get out of the hallway and up to the stairs, but what was it going to take? And then the dream flashed to another room where this particular deacon that we pray with from time to time was there, and he was praying, and he was like, well, you got to go through this door before you go to the door upstairs. And in a dream language, especially when you're a believer, upstairs means heaven, you know, heavenly, the heavenlies. the throne room. You know, and lots of times we get our revelations from the throne in prayer. And so the place that he was directing me to, all right, which is, I know was the Holy Spirit in the form of the deacon, was a small door I had to open. I'm like, I said in the dream, what's with this small stuff? We're big people. Why do we need to go, and he goes, trust me, the room is bigger on the other side, but you have to duck to go in. So I opened the door. It was half the size of me. And I had to crawl in and to get in. And as on my knees, all of a sudden everything's normal again. It's a big room. And this particular deacon sat down and we were praying together. And as we were praying, things got bigger, bigger, and brighter and brighter. And then the dream ended. Okay? And what I was gleaning from the dream is that there's a call to prayer going up. And if we want to access the things of the kingdom and the things of heaven and bring them back to the earth, we need to get as low as we can and as the Holy Spirit brings us into situations that are going to demand humility, but it's a humility he will work in his people, and he will do it through prayer. And so it's very, very important to pray. We are entering into this season where prayer is going to change things at the twinkling of an eye, at the drop of a hat. And we must understand this. The other stuff in our life in the past was practice run, and there was a work, the Lord was working patience into our spirit. That's why at times it seemed like prayer was just taking a long time to be answered, because the Lord was working behind the scenes in our spirit man and our innermost being. He was working patience for such a time as this. So we can tell others and teach others about being patient. So my prayer right now, Father, is that, Lord, that you would just continually work in your people. Your people will allow you to work in them, and that they would not throw in the towel and get discouraged, Italian by the spirit of discouragement, but that they would be open to your encouragement, and that they would anticipate and expect heaven to honor their prayers and expect heaven to act in their behalf and on behalf of those who they pray for. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the winds of change are blowing in a new direction, but they're blowing out the debris in all of us. And I thank you, Lord. They're blowing out the debris in circumstances and situations so we can look at things with a new perspective, with your perspective. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your heavenly perspective right now, coming to your people in the fullness of times that we are living in. We thank you, Jesus. And in the fullness of faith, we pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. And in a few minutes, I'm going to give the mic to my husband. Okay, he's sitting right next to me. And he's going to share with you some insights, what the Lord's given him regarding the unity from John 17, and what the Holy Spirit expects us to do. And it's all good, because it all comes out of prayer and our relationship with the Lord. And then he's going to talk about what the Lord's doing in a certain evangelist's life who has guided you very powerfully as a worshiper in the Lakeland Revival, and how the Lord is using not only him, but even John Arnott, who John and Carol Arnott from the Toronto Airport Christian Fellowship from Catch Fire Ministries had mentored me in their school of ministry years ago, and they were invited to the Vatican. Jeff's going to talk more about that. I got very excited when we read it on Facebook. We posted it on our page. So I'm telling you, we're in the middle of something. God is in the middle of doing something. It is awesome. It is glorious. Okay, so Jeff, take it away. Me about the excitement that you felt when you found on Facebook a couple of days ago about Roy Fields and what was all that about? What was that assignment about?
Well, I just was on Facebook and I saw Roy's picture, and he's a friend of mine, so I got everything he posted about his pilgrimage to Rome, and he was just really excited because seeing where the first Christians were martyred and knowing that the traditional burial place of Peter and Paul were And he was just so excited to be where he knew a city that had a great foundation in Christ through its saints, and he was just really excited. And
how did that make you feel? What was the Lord showing you about that, the implications
for a long time,
of this?
Well, for a long time I've been happy about anything that brings Christians closer together to each other in the Lord. And Roy was excited about being in the Vatican, which and seeing how God has worked through history just by being in one place. That Vatican is its own separate entity as a state, and within the city of Rome, and you know, all the way back in the era of 70 AD Christianity, Christian community was formed there by the evangelization of both Peter and Paul. But Paul was the primary evangelist, and then Peter went and supported the people.
So, for those who do not know who Roy Fields is, okay, because we have a lot of people accessing these faith faith talk library shows on Blog Talk Radio. What does Ray do, and what is the significance? You know, I want to tie the two worlds together, Jeff, because God is doing that. He's a worshiper, right?
The significance of Roy is that he is a worshiper,
mm-hmm.
and that he has been flowing in the Spirit for a long time.
He was part of a huge move of the Holy Spirit. Where?
In
Lakeland, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, that's
where
big
we got
piece.
To know him through, even though we only got to visit that outpouring once.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we got to learn about him and see him in action when it comes to praising and worshiping the Lord.
And it was
on
God TV.
And he's on fire. He maintained the fire through the trials and tribulations that happened.
And he also
he
also worked with Ronnie Howard Brown's ministry.
And he was just a great worship evangelist.
He still is.
Still is. And he was on pilgrimage. And he was just excited as if it was, you know, even, you know, from this side of the world to the next, back to Europe, is like a big journey. And I would probably be just as excited and just enthralled with the fact that Rome became a portal of grace and mercy.
Now, he was invited there, and also, who else was invited there? I just talked about
he was
that earlier.
Roy was just in about his travelings, and he ran into John Arnott of Catch Fire Ministry.
Right. And see, the significance of that whole thing was that they were both invited by the director of the Charismatic Renewal that has the office in Rome, and at Vatican City, and they were very, very encouraged to see how the Holy Spirit is moving in Rome. So, the Holy Spirit is orchestrating this move of unity in the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to qualify that even further regarding this move of unity, the unity of purpose. You know, commonality, you know, even if you're from different parts of the body. The different faith traditions and expressions. And so the Lord is using it, you know, all for the glory of His name. And we are reaching the end of this particular show, but we are going to have a special Memorial Day broadcast. And Jeff is going to talk more on the winds of change, and what the Lord's been showing him, and also based on the note on Facebook written by Doug Addison.
And if you're a Facebook user and don't have Roy as a friend, go into your Facebook account and type in the search bar Roy Fields, and his name will come up, and you can see if you can search his page for his videos which he posted while he was in Rome.
Yes. So that's the evidence of what God's doing with the unity So the next, stay tuned for Winds of Change Part 2, special Memorial Day broadcast. We're going to speak more on the unity as it relates to unity of purpose, okay? There's a lot of things flying out there regarding different kinds of, you know, a unity as opposed to unison, and we really need to get this unity, the concept of unity, the gift of unity, and what it all means for Christians in the United States and those who depend on the expression of Christianity from America in the different parts of the world. Okay? So God bless you. We love you, and thanks for tuning in. See you in the next broadcast. Bye-bye.
Like a rushing wind over the your way with us and pray.